Blog Talk Radio. From the insane treatment of the Dona Ana sheriffs to the burning of Baltimore while broadcasting from an antiquated, small, cramped, yet cozy Second Amendment-oriented single-wide trailer. Kelly O'Connell, 606, wow. All I can say is, wow, this meeting did not go how people wanted it to, except if you're Billy Garrett. And by the way, Billy Garrett, I know you listen to the show every day. You're welcome to come on and give your side of it. And, you know, obviously there's two sides. There's a reason that the commissioners are doing this way. But the outcome of the meeting was that Kiki, and I don't know if Kiki's coming on today. He told me, or somebody in the office said they were going to be showing up. Maybe it was Ken Roberts. Maybe it was somebody else. Ben Rossin's coming on today to talk about this, but there's, you know, two sides to the story, but I think there's only one side to safety in Dona Ana, and that side is we desperately need more funding, you know? So, Billy Garrett or Wayne Hancock, you're invited on the show. Dr. Garcia, Ms. Benavides, you're welcome to come on anytime. People want to know what's going on. There's a lot of, I've come to realize it. There's a lot of, after having moved here and interacted with people, there's a lot of very sophisticated and intelligent people in this county. And I know that we're kind of feel like we're kind of on the edge of the universe sometimes here on the border, but we've got a fantastic town. There is some history to this town and this area that is unrivaled anywhere really in the United States. And we've got a, you know, a very proud population, and rightfully so. It's, you know, you got to admit it, it's one of the most beautiful places in the country. To come over that hill, see the mountain, see the pecan trees in the valley, and just to get down here and realize it's a wonderful place to live, you know. But we are not taking care of our citizens in the way that we're treating the sheriff's department. 1450 to call in. Did you go to the county commission? I'd love to hear your response. But it's discouraging. I thought maybe that the commissioners would back down on the funding of the sheriff. Now, maybe there's another plan as to what's going to happen with the sheriff's department. There's no doubt that according to the sheriff and his men and women, we're in crisis mode right now because it's been underfunded so long. And the interesting thing is, you know, I think that all of the commissioners have said this. So the question is, if we get millions of dollars of funding, why isn't it immediately put into that? So, you know, people used to blame it on the past sheriff, but you can't really do that anymore because we're in the same place. Now, the headline in the Sun News is postponed commission doesn't take action on what gross receipts tax revenue will fund. When I called Ben Rossin to talk about today's Rossin report, he said he was just flabbergasted that he basically couldn't believe that they were there from 9 to past 5. And he said, you know, no good decisions occur when you're stuck in a room all day without even any food. So if you went to that meeting, and I know that some of you did, 523-1450, call in here and let us know what's going on at the meeting. But and I'm going to, I guess, hold off a little bit on getting into this because Ben is going to be coming on and talking about his experience and his opinion. And I just, you know, What else can I say? We've got to get the funding for this sheriff's department. We've got to protect the citizens of Doña Ana. And, you know, I mean, wouldn't it be embarrassing? Here's a scenario that nobody would want. How would you like it if the federal government came in and said this sheriff's office is so undermanned, underpeopled, and underfunded, and the equipment is so antiquated, we have to take it over because it's a public hazard. I mean, wouldn't that be embarrassing? So there was a split vote Tuesday. It's extended. It's indefinitely tabled. So it's not coming up any, you know, it's not coming up in the next week or whatever. The 9-hour meeting, 3-2 vote, came after plenty of controversy, including accusations by Sheriff Enrique Kiki Vigil against the county management and commissioners in a closed-door meeting in which the commissioners discussed collective bargaining in connection with the new sales tax dollars. A number of the sheriff's department personnel expressed concerns about dire problems in the department that needed funding to fix, including low salaries that have led to high vacancy. All right, so that's just taking from this article. It was, and I couldn't get to this meeting, but it was written by Diana Alba Soler. I might even call her and get her opinion. But I just think that it doesn't have to be this way. Now, let's say there's a couple of reasons. Let's say you take the devil's advocate position. You say, well, don't have the money yet. Well, we're going to have the money, and the budget is for the money that's going to be coming in. So I don't know if that's accurate. You could say that there's important programs that need to be funded. But the question is, my friends, are these programs more important? More important than funding the sheriff? And I mean, you know, we've been waiting. Haven't we been kind of waiting for the last couple of years since it's been mentioned that radical Islam and ISIS are at the border? And it wasn't that long ago that Juarez was just, there's so many people were dying out there, and people were wondering if the cartels would actually push across the border. In addition, we know that there's drug activity in this county, and it's just 3,800 square miles, as somebody called in and pointed out. That's a heck of a lot of area. Now, how would you like to be living out, like the young lady that called in? How would you like to be living out in the middle of Doña Ana and realizing that, you know, you're beyond the coverage? I mean, wouldn't that be unnerving? Me and my family are out here. My husband's a trucker, or he's a salesman or whatever. My kids and I are in this home by ourselves most of the time, or maybe a single mother. There's plenty of single mothers in this county. So, I mean, you know, I just really question, this is an open question, are we doing everything that we could be doing, rationally doing, within our power to make Doña Ana as safe as it could be? 523-1450, if you were at that meeting. Now, this is AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450. We're going to get Ben in here. We're gonna get into the Rawson Report, but I wanted to let you know that the outcome that people wanted, which was, you know, immediate funding and improvement, increased numbers, increased funding, new squad cars, doesn't appear to be around the corner for us. So we'll find out. Let's see if we can get some of these county commissioners on here that were in opposition. Is it just a power play? Who knows? Kiki Vigil, new sheriff, is not happy. But you've got to admit, there was a very contentious sheriff's race, but I think that Kiki has already proved that he's passionate about the sheriff's office. He's not a patsy. He's not just, he's not just going to take the status quo. So I take my hat off to him, and it was a pleasure to meet him here. Very pleasant guy. And folks, we got to get behind our sheriff's department, bottom line. I don't care how you spin this story. They have got to have more support. Kelly O'Connell, 616. And we'll be right back. And I've got a little story about the school district that you might find interesting. This is Kelly, and we do have a phone call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly, it's Mike.
Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Hey, Kelly, can you expound on that idea that you had there a little bit where, like, the feds would come in and take over the police?
Well, I mean, ultimately, the federal government has the right and the authority to come in and take over police department. That would be, and we've seen it before, you know, sometimes you see there's a police department that is filled with corruption or there is some problem. And so the department comes in and the feds come in and take it over. And I believe that happened in New Orleans when it seems like, I can't remember some incredible number of the New Orleans police were supposed to be on the take, like 30%. I'll see if I can find something about that. But a last case, you know, worst case scenario. And you remember the state was talking about coming in and taking over Sunland Park. You know, there's a power above the power that could do it. And I guess this in this case also New Mexico State, the state police or whatever could come in and take it over. But if it was judged to be radically deficient, I think that is an option. That it just came to mind this morning, but I don't think anybody wants that.
Can you see that happening here? I mean, you look at what they did with the BLM and Agenda 21 and everything. I mean, what's the odds of that happening?
Yeah, I'm sure that you're thinking this could be part of a bigger conspiracy, but I think that I think this is local politics where it's a power play, and Billy Garrett is not going to be gamed. He's not going to have anybody come in and tell him how he's going to spend his money. And I assume these guys plan on spending money to upgrade the sheriff's department, but on their own time, on their own schedule, to their own dollar amounts. My question is, if that's true, why not tell people that so there's not confusion, number one? And number two, why mislead people into thinking that there's going to be $4 million of funding and then do this shell game, you know?
Well, it's like Obama does. They say one thing and do another. And it's their typical method of operation, you know what I mean? They tell you what you want to hear, and then they do what they want.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's their way or the highway, and they're communists. They're like Bolsheviks.
Well, I mean, I just think that if you don't have to necessarily have that take on it, you could have the take that it's all about power, and that's all that matters, you know, and that, Billy Garrett didn't bust his rear end to get in charge of this situation so that somebody else would come along and tell him how he's going to spend his money. I mean, they got a huge...
It's not his money, though. It's the taxpayers' money.
Well, I'm just saying how he sees it. I don't know, you know, Billy. You know, Billy Garrett's a very pleasant person, but it might be...
So is Obama.
Right, well, anyway... So what do you? What, how do you see this playing out?
These people are so deceptive. I mean, on the outside, they come across as being, you know, Mr. Rogers, and on the inside, they're like the freaking devil, you know.
From Mr. Rogers to the devil. So do you think that the county commission is going to bend back, you know, stand back a little bit and listen to the people?
No, I think this was all part of their plan to bring in the federal government, to federalize the police department.
Wow. Well, that's pretty heavy, man. I am not...
Well, they're doing it, Kelly. They're federalizing. They're selling police departments, military vehicles throughout the country. And now they got this Jade Helm thing coming up, where they're going to have military walking around different areas in civilian clothing, blending in with the people.
Uh-huh.
It's like there's a power grab going on here.
Maybe, you know, it's funny. I was just kind of, I was actually just kind of thinking out loud when I said that, but I can see how that would play into your fears of this.
I don't have any fear. I'm not afraid of them. Believe me, I'm the last person to have fear, and I'll tell you, fear, if you read Revelation 21, people that have fear will not enter the kingdom of heaven. God doesn't want you to back down to evil.
All right, so
whole new world order is going to come to an end. There's going to be a deadly wound. So, and all these people that think they're a part of the plan, they're going to be the first to go when this thing goes into effect.
All right, so
because they know where the bodies are buried.
Mike, this makes me ask you, you obviously have a theological take on all this. So along these lines, are you pre-millennial, post-millennial, amillennial? I mean, and folks, this question has to do with whether these Christian believers think that there's going to be basically apocalypse Armageddon happening to begin with, and then Jesus comes, or Jesus comes and then so what do you believe?
Well, I don't believe in a rapture, and I think Christians are going to go through it. What?
I didn't mention a rapture, but what is it?
Well, you said millennial.
Well,
you said, am I like a pre-tribulationist?
Mike, just listen to me for a second. You're mixing in, you're confusing terms here. The millennium is the 1,000 years. That doesn't necessitate a rapture. A rapture is one of the ideas.
Well, I know that. I've studied the millennial.
I'm asking you what you believe, not to argue from the very first second about the issue. What do you believe?
Well, I think the millennium was a concept that was developed by the Catholic Church, wasn't it?
The millennium is in the Bible and has been a repeated theme in theological discussions from way, way, way back. But, for example, Mike, don't continue to cut me off. Around the year 1000, there was a huge deal made out of the millennium. And if you think Y2K was a big deal, the year 1000 had an unprecedented level of fear and celebration and such related to this idea that the millennium was here. So it's been around a long time.
Well, if it's in the Bible, I believe it's true, but I think there's more of a paradigm shift.
All right. But, okay, so that's very vague. But anyway, Mike, was there anything else?
Well, getting back to this issue of the feds coming in and taking over the police department.
Yes.
These people that think that they're a part of the plan are going to find out that they're going to be the first ones taken out because they're looked down upon by these people that do rule. They're just, you know what they are? They're like,
who are?
What did Marx call them? Useful idiots or something?
Who are you talking about?
These people that are going along with this plan to federalize everything.
Oh, okay.
With Agenda 21 and creating their little New World Order. These people that are in charge of that, they're just using these useful idiots as little tools, and everything's so compartmentalized that you can't get to the bottom of it. But I'll tell you right now, Kelly, I don't know if when Kiki was being asked about gun confiscation when he was running, and the question was asked, would he, if the Fed or the UN came in and wanted to confiscate guns?
Yeah.
And he said he would obey their orders.
And
I think Cunningham said he wouldn't. He would stick up for the Second Amendment.
I think the federal part of Kiki's resume is a little bit overemphasized here because he seems genuinely pissed off and I don't think if
well, the, I hope, he since, on, I hope it's on. It's a sincere pissed off, you know what I mean? Because
I think if
there's
the
a
federal
lot of
government
actors
came
walking
and said
around.
You're not going to have any more funding and that's just the way it is, I don't think he would just sit there and blink and say yes. I mean, he's fighting already, so.
Well, you know, I just hope so because, I mean, you could have a lot of people that can play the part. It's just like these uprisings that are going on, you know, Soros is funding them.
Yeah,
and then they put in these like actors to fuel it. You know, I mean, they can fuel the they can infiltrate and what do they call it? What is the word for that?
I don't know, but I got to go on a break here. So appreciate the call and have a great day. All right, folks. I wanted to play just a second of this federalizing of the police, the thing that Mike is worried about but not afraid of. Here's from PBS. When the federal government swept in and took over the New Orleans Police Department. Now, I just want to make sure everybody knows I'm not accusing the sheriff's department of any wrongdoing. I'm saying that they're so underfunded the feds could come in. All right, this is a very long clip. We don't have time to get into it, but I'm just saying that, you know, they were talking about doing this up in Albuquerque because of all the murders, or pardon me, all the shootings. So anyway, got Ben Rossum coming on. We do have another call here. This is Kelly. Who's this?
Patty, real quick.
Yes, Patty. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Mike had said something about a paradigm shift, and it is a paradigm shift. It's the precession of equinoxes.
All right. Sounds
and
exciting.
We need to look that. We need to look into that. We have switched from an age to another age.
All right. Okay, we'll have to look into that. Patty, can I take a break and maybe call back in a second?
Sure.
Thanks a lot. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE, 523-1450, and be right back. Good morning, it's Kelly, and we're looking at this story that's come out of the County Commission, the fight over, basically the fight over the budget for the sheriff, and you heard Billy Garrett. Is it possibly true that he's operating with good motives and a pure heart, and that people are taking pot shots at him? He says that he wants to have an open dialogue. He wants to talk about this, kind of work it out. Is it possible? Maybe he knows something, and I assume he does know something that the rest of us don't, but what is it? What's his opinion? You know, what's his purpose? And by the way, 49 degrees right now, 77 is going to be the high today, 50 degrees the low. And Sunday, going to be around 90 degrees. So here we are shivering in the morning, and it's going to be up to 90 already. All right, so another story here that I had mentioned to you, and this is from the LCPS budget, and the front page is saying schools brace for staffing cuts. Damian Willis is reporting school board discusses $7.6 million reduction to budget at retreat, teacher cuts on the table. A big picture, a big smiling Stan Rounds. He couldn't have a bigger smile. I assume it was not at the meeting. It was not snapped at the meeting where the cuts were. I've got something from KBIA on this. And, you know, the upshot here is that, and you heard it yourself, speaking of takeovers, I believe it was Hannah Scandera, but somebody in the state had said that it was a possibility the state could take over Las Cruces schools. Now, I have to assume that was just said as a bargaining chip, but just to try to get control of the process, because we were out of budget according to this. But here is KVIA on the story. Anyway, question for you in addition to this story, and maybe it's a hard question to answer, and trust me, the last people I would ever blame for any problem in the school district is the teachers, because their teachers are just, they're given the orders for how to teach, you know, what the curriculum is and everything. There's not a whole lot of discretion on that. But I've got to ask you, the amount of money that we're spending in the state on the public school is really seems extraordinary, almost $3 billion. Are we getting out of it what we're investing? And that's a question not for the teachers. It's for the administrators, and it's for the you know, Hannah Scandera and all this. We're possibly, maybe it's not overspending. Maybe it's not overspending, but my question is, are we getting the results? Here's another question. The amount that, because it's always brought up, how much are you spending? You know, and this state spends number one, this state is 45th. Is there any correlation between the amount of money that is spent in a state and the outcome? I mean, what is the money being spent on, you know? It seems to me like we've got more issues than just the budget. The budget that is kind of out of whack. And how is it possible that the state itself had to come in and warn Las Cruces schools about the budget? Why, you know, that we're overspending, and by next year we could be out totally out of money at the end of the year. How is that possible that happened, and it wasn't the Las Cruces schools that took action on it by itself? So half of the district's 3,285 full-time employees are teachers. Teacher salaries account for nearly 40% of the district's $188 million operating budget this year. Staff reductions will be on high schools, which have a student ratio of 15.8:1. The goal is to get that to 19.1, where it was during 2011-2012. What do you think about that? I don't know. It just seems to me like that the Las Cruces schools didn't, you know, Stan Rounds didn't see this coming, but how does he not see it coming? And I've got a phone call here. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Patty again.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, regarding the schools.
Yes.
We're 50 to 60 years behind the world, rest of the world. That's
how so?
A fact. You got to look it up. It's been said many, many times.
In what sense are we behind 60 years?
Science and math.
Oh, okay.
Okay. In science and math, they're taking out the arts, which is even worse.
We're still studying Copernicus, maybe, instead of Einstein, but go on.
Well, it's important because it's been left out, and it's part of this paradigm shift and the procession of the equinoxes, okay? It is part of this, and we need to stand up. They're going to ask for more tax money, okay? So I hope everybody's ready to be taxed more on this. We're the dumbed down society in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up. It's
right.
There.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Patty. Have a good
bye.
Day. All right, bye. Folks, dumbed down, paradigm shift, 50 to 60 years behind. Have the teachers in the state heard of Albert Einstein, Stephen Hawking? All right. So, anyway, 6:44 and it's about, 45 degrees outside. We will be right back. Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, 1450 on KOBE. And we got Ben Rossen, rolling in around the break. And I don't know if the sheriff's going to be here or not, but, we'll find out. This is AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, and Kelly. All right, I've got I want to shift gears a little bit. We got Ben Rossen coming in just a minute. But I had some interesting statements from some commentators, including the president, and here is directly to Mike's concern about the federalizing of the local sheriff's department. All right, so talking about upgrading these police departments, here's a little bit from Charles Krauthammer on what caused the thing in Baltimore. And we've got a phone call here. We've got two. This is Kelly. Hold on 1 second. I'll be back. This is Kelly. Who's this?
Oh, yes. This is Paul Jaramillo.
Hey, Paul, and good morning to you. Hope you're well. And what's on your mind?
Oh, you know what? I'm calling because... on my radio, the Fox Sports Network is completely overriding your
the Hawks station. Network is overriding the station.
Fox, yeah, I can. There's two stations that are playing at the same time.
Oh my goodness! Well, I got to look into this. I do not hear the Fox station overriding it, but can you hear it right now?
Yeah, I couldn't even hear your.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. You know what I think happened is I was queuing up some of these tracks for the show, but I've got some commentary from Fox coming on here. But was there anything else?
Oh yeah, just about that. Yeah. Because it's been that way for weeks. There's a sports station and that. And your station have been playing together at the same time.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to ask the station manager about that. Thanks for the call, Paul, and thanks for listening to the show, and have a great day. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Kelly, excellent clip that you played on Obama.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, you hit the nail on the head on everything.
Oh, even a blind chicken occasionally gets a pea pod, you know?
Well, Kelly, if I can just comment and say this paradigm shift, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever studied Thomas Kuhn?
Yes, I have. Nature of Scientific Revolutions, the best-selling scientific book, sold over 1 million copies. Huge book. Yeah, why?
Okay. He says, like, a series of peaceful interludes, this paradigm shift, is punctuated by intellectually violent revolutions.
All right.
And in those revolutions, one conceptual worldview is replaced by another.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Is this what's happening, do you believe? Are we being driven by agents of change?
I think what is happening is that there's certain advocates in this country that are pushing for revolution because revolution is at the heart of the progressive or the leftist view. Nothing happens without revolution. So I think that's why they're advocating. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask the audience today, do you think this administration – is pushing for racial tension so that they can bring to the surface the horrible nature of this country, which is, I think, what they say, you know, we're a nation of cowards, we're afraid of race, there's race issues everywhere, we need to bring it to the surface to heal it. I think that may be what's going on. What do you think?
I think when Obama says that this country needs to do a little soul-searching,
uh-huh.
He's the one that better search his soul. Everyone has to search their soul except for Obama.
Okay.
King Obama.
Okay.
And the thing I like to know is, do you think this is kind of like a metamorphosis?
It is possible. You know, you mean like Kafka, where the president could turn into a cockroach and have to sit in his bed all day? The Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka. Anybody read that? What a wonderful book. Just a joke.
Kelly, you know, when they ran on that, yes, we can, and then they had change, you know?
Uh-huh. Change.
Everything,
change.
Like you say, change,
Mike,
everything's driven by change,
indeed.
But it's
Mike,
what kind
I've
of change?
Got to go. I've got some clips here I wanted to play for people. Thank you so much. Great point.
I look forward to listening to Krauthammer.
Thanks. All right, here we go. Here I'm bringing the hammer down here. And hopefully a sports radio doesn't play suddenly. Check this out. Folks, be right back here. Take a couple of ads here. 523-1450 to call, and we're going to have Ben Rousen coming in just a minute.
Mm.
here's a last clip saying do some soul searching from a black sheriff to Obama. Well, it is true. We know that it's true. We'll take a break here at 6:59 Kelly O'Connell Show. AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. We'll be right back with Ben Rossin.
If I did show up a little earlier, it would be the next show. What you got there? Oh, cool. Am I okay turning this? He does a good job. Best one out there is. I just don't want to break this thing. You always warned me in that. Is he really? He became an actor and learned how to speak the King's English because I'm like 100 texts behind at this point. So, is that your personal cell phone that you give out for texting?
Well, this is just a text phone, but I was going to.
Oh, okay.
Not like it's going to interrupt you. I don't have the answer. Where's my other phone?
Yeah. What do you hear from the recall group? Anything?
Well, they say it's on. They say it's approved. But, the judge, what's her face? Judge, what's your, I can't remember her name, but the chiefs put him back on. So, but you know.
Me too.
Good morning, 7:06. It is the 29th of April, 2015, and a lot going on out in the city. Got Ben Rossin here and for the Rossin Report, and I want to thank him for sponsoring the show. But anyway, Ben, I guess yesterday was one heck of a disappointment for the people who want funding for the sheriff.
You know, Kelly, yesterday was the longest county commission meeting that I've ever been a part of. We started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we did not finish until 5:45 and didn't even take a break for lunch in that process. It was a long meeting with a lot of discussion that took place, which is good. I'm disappointed in the outcome, as you alluded to. The county commission voted on a 3-2 vote to postpone indefinitely a resolution that would have clarified an earlier resolution on how the gross receipts tax money from the Hold Harmless legislation should be spent.
All right. So it was my understanding there was a 3-2 vote that had originally stated that the money was to go to the sheriff.
Correct.
What happened?
So we had passed a resolution prior to the gross receipts tax increase. And for your listeners that weren't paying attention then, the gross receipts tax increase was the largest increase in the history of Doñana County, and it passed on a 4-1 vote with only me voting against it. And originally they tried to pass that on the guise of we're losing all of this money from the state of New Mexico through the Hold Harmless, and so we've got to pass that. I was successful in debunking that because what the issue really is we're going to lose $120,000 next year or $10,000 a month, and they're putting in this $12.3 million tax increase, which is $1 million a month.
Wow, and that's not bad.
No, so you know, making up for that tax, that lost tax by 100-fold and pretending that was the excuse. So we finally got them off of that. The chairman put together a resolution, said this is how we're going to spend the money. During the debate, we changed that resolution and said, no, this is how we want to spend it, including giving 1/8 to the sheriff's department, about 1/2 of 1/8 to the detention center, and 1/8 also to the roads department and infrastructure projects. There are a few other things in there, but that's kind of the broad spectrum. And that passed That amendment passed on a 3-2 vote with Dr. Garcia, Commissioner Benavides, and I voting in favor of it. Then what happened is the county manager and chairman said, well, that didn't really say it was going to be used for increases. So what we did instead was we went ahead and gave the sheriff's department that $4 million, but we just didn't transfer out of the general fund as much money as they normally would receive. So if you could picture, Kelly, here, we're going to give you $4 million, but other money that we've previously given you, we're going to take away. So your budget is the exact same as it was before. Very disingenuous.
All right. So there would be no reason to go through that effort unless you were trying to mislead people. Isn't that true?
Kelly, I think that's exactly right. And that's what we're getting to now at this point, is we have no commitment on how that money is going to be spent.
All right. So I was talking a little bit earlier, devil's advocate position. Billy Garrett is right to do this because blank. Because why?
The public excuse is that way we can negotiate stronger with the unions. And
we had Ken Roberts on the show, and he's the head of the police union. He is the point man for this. I was just in contact with him this morning. And he was on the show recently, a couple of days ago. He said that it's absolute balderdash, poppycock, totally false, that the union has anything to do with how the county makes its budgets. What do you think?
You know, Kelly, I think the fundamental issue here that the chairman is trying to get around is he doesn't want to tell people how we're going to spend this additional $12.3 million.
How are we going to spend it?
Nothing is spelled out. And I think that's wrong, Kelly. We're talking about the largest tax increase in the history of Doñana County, and we're not going to tell the voters how we're going to spend the money. We're just going to use it to increase the size of county government. And that's something that I've been against from the beginning, and one of the reasons that I demanded that we have a plan before we pass that tax increase.
So in other words, it is just taxing in the name of taxation to do anything with it.
That's right. This money can be spent for anything. All of the attempts of three of the commissioners to limit what that money could be spent on and tell the voters and be transparent about what the money is going to be spent on was thrown out the window yesterday.
Let me ask you this. How did you feel when you saw that the vote had turned?
You know, Kelly, I kind of knew that this was coming. I was very pleased that we had the 3-2 vote originally. Typically, as you know and your listeners know, I'm always in the minority, being the only Republican on the commission. So I was pleased originally that we got that majority, and I guess I'm not too surprised to see that we lost yesterday's vote, but I am disappointed, and we're going to have to continue fighting, one for the sheriff's department, the detention center, and the roads department, but more importantly, we're going to have to keep fighting for transparency in government, and that's something that obviously this commission does not want.
All right, so, I mean, I'm just kind of fascinated by this. There was a lot of heat that was thrown towards Billy Garrett and Wayne Hancock, and they shook it off like inside fastball. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, the issue is that they've been overspending the county budget for years. And so we're at a point now where they took that $12 million to help shore up the budget that they've been overspending, and now there is no money to do other things with. The budget proposal that we were given last Tuesday, not yesterday but the week before, has $1 million of additional revenue over expenses to decide how to sparse out among the sheriff's department, the detention center, the roads department, and the standard, the run-of-the-mill county employee or anything else.
What would you say to any person who was in favor of generalized taxation that didn't, you know, have an argument behind it? It was just $12 million more bucks to spend. What would you say against someone who's in favor of that?
I would turn to history, Kelly, because I think we can learn a lot from history. And if we just turn back a couple short years to 2007, the county's budget of expenditures was less than $100 million. The budget that was approved this last year was $149 million, and this year it'll be even higher. So we see that in, what are we looking at, 7-8 years, we've increased spending by 57% at the county level. That level is not sustainable. So I understand why they're looking for more taxes, because There's no other way to sustain that type of growth.
How about this? Life in Doña Ana is actually 57% better.
You know, I did a lot of door knocking in my campaign, and I continue to do door knocking on a regular basis. I've never heard anyone say that, Kelly.
Would you go for 50% better?
No, I don't think I'd go for 50% better either.
All right, there's no correlation then between the size of taxation and the quality of life is what you're getting at.
That's right. You know, we have a situation here where we're forgetting that the size of government needs to be tied to the local economy. And when we have a government that's just growing out of control at a time when the rest of the private sector is going through a recession, Kelly, we've got a problem.
What can be done?
Boy, isn't that the good question, Kelly?
Well, this is what I want to know is, like, what difference does it make? You're kind of beating this Reagan dead horse over worrying about spending. We've been spending like drunken sailors in the United States. Nationally, it hasn't hurt us. What's wrong with doing it locally?
Kelly, what's wrong with doing it locally is it's not good fiscal policy, and at some point, you've got to pay for it. You know, a lot of politicians, they don't see the long term. In business, we call it a going concern, where you're always looking at the future. You don't have an end time. There's too many politicians that see it, that they're only here till their term is up in one more year or in three more years, and they're gone. So they don't care about the long term problems that this creates. Kelly, I was born and raised here. My family has lived here for years. I want to raise my kids here, and I want my kids to stay here and have opportunities for employment. And that means that I've got a going concern for the county where I want to see good fiscal policy that sets the county up to be successful for years to come.
Now then, Wayne Hancock is kind of an interesting study to me. He has a life in Florida. He retires. He moves here, immediately runs for county commission, somehow gets elected. And from what I understand, he's going to be done. And, I mean, where's he going to live? I mean, I don't know. I find it a sign of disrespect. And I know we've had arguments on the show before. It's a sign of disrespect that you think that you can live your life somewhere else, retire, and then move somewhere else and tell people how to live.
You know, Kelly, I'm glad that we have people that have moved here and want to have a say in what's going on. But Kelly, sometimes you've got to pay attention first.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that a lot of people move here is there's something they like about here, which means that we're doing something better than where they came from. So let's keep that in mind first. And then certainly there's tweaks and changes that we need to make, but not drastic changes, Kelly.
And do they all have to be from the left?
And no, they do not.
Kelly O'Connell here with Ben Ross and the Rossin Report, and we're just digging into this meeting yesterday in which Ben was called me up afterwards and just said, I am totally dismayed. I can't believe I spent all day in this meeting and nothing was achieved for the sheriff, and it was kind of a disappointment.
It was, Kelly, and I'll reiterate that it's not just that I was working for the sheriff, but working towards transparency,
yeah.
And that's really what's important is that people...
I agree. We got a phone call here. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Antonio Bustamante.
Antonio, God bless you. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, thanks to the mighty one of Australia.
Antonio, you were at the county commission meeting yesterday, if I recall.
Yes, I was. And it was very disappointing, and I'm very upset. Is there anything we can do to make them put a date on the table and do this in front of the public?
Antonio, unfortunately, I don't think there is unless we change members on the county commission to have a group that's more willing to be transparent. And unfortunately, you saw how the vote went yesterday on that on a 3-2. And it's something I could certainly put back on the agenda, but unfortunately, it'll probably be met with the same vote and we'll be back where we came from.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, if you decide to put it back on the agenda, I'll be there, and my prayers and blessings go out to you and everybody that's making a stand for truth. And Kelly, we love you, like I always say. God bless you all, and have a good day.
Antonio, before you leave, if I could, one of the things that you came before the county commission yesterday to talk about was a proclamation that we did early in the meeting.
Yes, National Day of Prayers coming up on this next Thursday, and if we can please support what everyone's working hard to do, and that's that our leaders repent, get right with God, and that we fear God again. And we need to do that. The way we change this country, it starts with ourselves, our home, and then we need to really research who we are electing. And please go out and do something to support National Day of Prayer, and please let it start in your home.
Thank you, Antonio. Thanks for the call. Always great to talk to you, and say hello to your family.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
You too.
You know, Kelly, Antonio makes a real good point about the National Day of Prayer.
Well, let's pick that up on the break. I'm about a couple of minutes over time, and it's a good topic to come back on. Talking to Ben Rossin, the Rossin Report, and Ben Rossin is standing up for trying to get some transparency in this county. And we'll come back and talk about that. 719, 720, a little bit under 50 degrees. And you're listening to AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450 to call in. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's all right.
Kelly here, and I've got Ben Rossin with me, and you're listening to AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523-1450 to call in. I'm just looking at the National Day of Prayer. It's an annual day of observance held on the first Thursday of May from the Congress when people are asked to, quote, turn to God in prayer and meditation, and it was established originally 1775 until 1783, and then formally recognized in 1952. There was also 1798 to 1799 John Adams. So most presidents have issued an annual or special occasional proclamation for a National Day of Prayer, except for Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson. All right, so Ben, you were going to say something about shifting gears here. What did you mention?
Kelly, on the National Day of Prayer, on next Thursday at 11 o'clock in front of the County Commission building on Motel Boulevard, we'll be having a proclamation there that's being read that we passed yesterday in regards to the National Day of Prayer, and there'll be some prayer right there for the county government, and I'd encourage anyone who is able to attend and be a part of that. And Kelly, I'll put out there that I sure would appreciate your listeners' prayers. This is an important job, and I would appreciate any prayers for wisdom and discernment as I try and get through some of the different issues that come onto the county commission.
Well, it must feel a little bit lonely sometimes with your, you know, what you believe about government and such.
You know, Kelly, it is, but I'm pleased with some of the changes that we've made, and we've talked before about some of the transparency issues that I've been able to advance, and that's really what gets me happy and excited, is that I'm able to advance some of those things, and I'm working on a couple things for constituents when they're having problems and being able to resolve those behind the scenes, and that's where I get some reward out of it, is being able to solve some of those problems, not necessarily win votes on the county commission.
Well, that's good. Let me ask you this, Ben. It is discouraging when we feel like the political players are not listening to us and doing things that are outside of our values or outside of our beliefs. I think people look at this situation with the county government, the budget, and the need for funding in the sheriff, and they're just totally mystified as to what's going on. Could you give some insight?
You know, Kelly, you're right, and of course, your listeners here on a regular basis, your little tagline that says "Your voice matters," you know, on AM KOB or however it goes, Kelly. But you know, it's a matter of listening to people, and that's one of the reasons that I continually go out door knocking and talking to people to keep my feet on the ground and well versed on what's important to the people and how I can better represent them, and that's one of the questions that I'm always asking, is how I can better represent my constituents. But yeah, we have situations like this where on the GRT, the largest tax increase in the history of Doñana County, the Sun News had a poll on their website that showed that 90% were opposed to this increase. You had back in November a vote on the transportation issue, which is a key component of what they're spending this new tax money on. And that was defeated by over 15%, yet the county commission is going to go ahead with it anyway. You know, Kelly, there's these things where the county commission board is telling people, you all just don't understand. You're not smart enough to get it. So just let me do what I need to do, and it'll all work out for the good. And Kelly, I'm sorry, I don't trust my fellow commissioners that much.
Well, not only that, but I'm thinking about the history of mankind. How often has a tyranny resulted in a fantastic life for people?
Good question.
Here is something else, Declaration of Independence. In Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous Declaration of the 13 United States of America. Going to the second paragraph, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
The consent of the governed, Kelly.
How does that, how do you react when you hear that?
You know, Kelly, that means that as county commissioners, we're supposed to represent our constituents and not be smarter than them. You know, it's an issue of we need to communicate with them and be honest to them. That's a matter of that people can now go on the county commission website and view the videos in a timely fashion. That's something that I accomplished. You know, it's the same thing on this resolution here, where we're trying to show people what we're going to spend their money on. Kelly, we're talking about a tax increase that makes the tax rate in the city of Las Cruces higher than that of El Paso, Albuquerque, or Santa Fe, one of the highest rates in the entire region. And we're not going to tell people how we're going to spend the money. That's wrong. Kelly, we're talking about $12.3 million. That equates for a family of four to $350 a year. So we're going to take $350 a year from people and not tell them how we're going to spend it. That's wrong.
How about people who live in the city?
You know, for people in the city, they already had this tax increase on top of that. So that means for a family of four, we're talking about $700 a year. And yet there's no discussion at all. There's no promise to the voters on how that money is going to be spent other than to grow the size of government.
Could you think anybody change Billy Garrett's mind on this?
No, I don't think so, Kelly.
So what do you want people to know? I mean, the people that believe, as you do, in transparency, in limited government, in not taxing without letting people know what the tax is for, in some discretion in not spending but in taxation. People who believe in the original founders' ideas, because don't forget this country came out of a tax protest. What do you want people to know?
Kelly, what they need to know is they need to get involved. I hope that on my time on the commission here, I've been shining a light on what's going on so that people can see what's going on and be aware of it. But to really make any change, there has to be a change on the county commission. And I hope that someone out there listening is going to decide to run for a county commission. I hope that others will decide to get involved in a campaign and go out there and campaign, do some door-to-door, make some phone calls. And Kelly, I hope that others out there are thinking about opening up a checkbook and helping me win my reelection and helping other people win election as well.
And we do have a call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jason.
Jason, hey, you've called before. How's it going?
It's going all right this morning. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. What's on your mind?
You know, what I wanted to express is I'm a home builder, and these two tax increases you guys are talking about have essentially raised the prices of all new homes by about $1,500. And, you know, our county commission and our city government says they want affordable housing for our citizens, but they're essentially raising the prices of every new home.
Yeah, well, that's discouraging.
Kelly, Jason makes a really good point, because what that means is that people can no longer qualify for a loan, can no longer move into a home, and that's been called the American dream. You know, home ownership is a key backbone. Private ownership, private property rights is a key backbone of what our country is founded on.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Jason, well, that's all I had.
I appreciate the call. Have a good day. Folks, so we'll take a little break here and talking to Ben Rawson. Are you out, Ben?
Kelly, I'm out, but let me leave one last thought for your listeners here. Your listeners need to know, Kelly, that this is another betrayal by our county commission leadership, yielding further erosion of the public confidence in their government. And that's really the core here, is that they need to understand that their commissioners are not representing them, Kelly.
Well, that's discouraging to hear, but we appreciate you fighting for the common person and also the individuals that would like to keep taxes lower and have, you know, spending on taxes to be, you know, discussed and also indicated before taxes are levied.
Thank you, Kelly.
Have a great day, Ben. Thanks for supporting the show. Folks, be right back at 7:33, about 50 degrees outside, and listening to AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450 to call in.
So is the sheriff going to come back on?
It is Kelly here, and thanks for joining me. It's 7:37, flying the friendly skies. A little bit of turbulence, of course, but I've got some bad news for people that follow the economy, which is pretty much all of us one way or the other. We've got GDP growth of 0.2%, and you need 3% GDP growth for the economy to replace jobs, to have jobs and replace jobs for people that are losing their job or entering the workforce. So that is very, very bad news, and it goes against this narrative that has been put out by the administration that we're in the middle of a recovery. The unemployment numbers are off because they don't follow the people that have given up looking for work. And so it's not surprising that home ownership rates are at the lowest in 25 years. And this is from CNBC.
Or because their growth came.
Hold on just a second. All right, so that's on the home ownership side, and we've got a call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
This is Aaron, Kelly.
Hey, Aaron, what's up?
Oh, I was wondering if you had seen the report that came out that put New Mexico is like one of the worst places to retire.
Yeah, I think I read that on the show the day it came out.
Okay. Well, I just think it plays into, you know, what's going on here. We raised our taxes. We're excluding companies that want to locate here. And we just keep making the environment worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of feels like Las Cruces is headed for some, you know, dire straits if we don't get some people in there that are going to be honest and reduce our taxes and incentivize businesses to locate here so that people can get jobs.
Well, and I mean, that would be a statement really to Billy Garrett. The idea that there is no cost to taxation cannot be true. So, you know.
Oh, that's an insane statement. That's a ridiculous statement.
Yeah.
But I mean, that just is, I can't believe anybody would believe that. And I can't believe he said it.
Well, I'm not saying that he said it, but I think he stands for it, because why else would you have a tax in which you're not even going to tell people what it's for? And the obvious need that it's for is going to be not even funded. So it's discouraging, to say the least.
Well, we need people to start voting for people rather than party. You know, if politicians lie to you, kick them out. And if the next guy does the same thing, kick him out. But until we start penalizing people for their shady behavior and, you know, lying to us blatantly, like we just can't even understand what's going on around us, yet they just tell us, you know,
Aaron, I've got red. I agree. I've got another call here. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hello, Kelly. This is Jim again. How are you?
Hey, Jim. What's up?
Hey, you know, touching on the gentleman's point that he just made, my wife and I moved down here about 14 years ago from Illinois to get away from exactly what's happening here. When we first moved down here, if you recollect not too long ago, maybe go back 7 years, 6 years ago, Las Cruces was in the Forbes, some of the best places to retire. We were number one at one time, and we were the top five for a few and the top 10. Now we're not even listed, but now we're the worst, and that's because exactly what's happening right here with these governments down here.
What would you say that if you ran into
Jim, down here and take things
Jim,
over.
Jim, if you ran into Billy Garrett, what would you tell him?
I would tell him that, you know, you have to search his soul, because I think deep down inside he may say what he thinks he knows, but I also know that he is going against the will of the people. The will of the people is what put him in office to do what they want him to do. And if he were to search that soul, he would have to give up his own personal opinions about what he thinks, and he would also have to get ideas to tell people, this is what we're going to do with this money, because right now that's hidden money. That is deceit on display.
Absolutely, and I mean, it's shocking that the sheriff would not be considered to be important enough to fund him, his cruisers, so we can have you know, people going out knowing that the vehicle is going to work, especially at high speeds. And that the sheriffs don't need 35% of their force, and they don't need to be on a pay parity with the police department. It's just all ridiculous. Jim, thanks for the call, and have a good day. All right, folks, take a little break here. I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about the economy. Kelly O'Connell Show, 744 AM, Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523-1450. Call in here, get your opinion on record, and be right back. And by the way, they say there's another collapse coming for paper money, or not paper, but bonds and such, because they're trading at a negative interest. I'll come back and tell you about that. Be right back. It is Kelly, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, as just mentioned, 523-1450. And you've got a really scary situation in which a great deal of government debt in around the world is trading at a negative value. Here's a little bit on quantitative easing. The debt problem in America is, to a great extent, the government doing quantitative easing, buying into the markets and investing a lot of made-up printed money. Here's a brief clip on it from the UK Telegraph. And speaking of shell games, it's all a shell game, and what's worrisome is that it's been going on for a long time, and the amount of debt out there is just surreal. And so what's supposed to happen to all this debt? Are they going to wipe it off the books? if that happens, then the bond rating for the country will plummet. Is it going to be paid off? How are we going to pay it off? I mean, it's just crazy. Got a phone call. Thanks for the call. The Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Hey, Kelly. This is David. How are you?
Good, David. And thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
You know, what they've kind of done to me by raising the minimum wage and raising everything else in taxes.
Sure, what?
They pushed prices up on everything.
Yeah.
I used to eat out a lot. Me and my wife used to eat out a lot. Well, you know what? Prices went crazy. Everything went up. So what they've done is they've driven me to the grocery store where I don't pay tax on my food. Then I bring it home and I cook it. I actually eat better, and so I feel better. And so then other stuff that I need to buy, I go look for it, see how it works. Come home, look on the internet, find it on the internet, and then buy it on the internet. So you know, there's ways that you can beat these tax crap, but
it,
you know,
only,
you just have to be a little
look,
patient.
There's only so much flexibility in anybody's budget in the economy, and it, you know, if real prices go up, farmers have to increase. You know, I mean, look, we've been through a terrible drought, and chicken and pork and beef are at the highest prices ever. What if it doesn't come down?
You know, like you said, people have to cut back. Like I just told you what I'm doing, and I'm saving money and I'm eating better. And you know what? And the tax coffers aren't getting my tax money now. So not only they think that by raising these rates, they're going to get more money. But if they force people to do other things, they're going to find out in the long run, they're actually losing tax dollars.
Yeah, they will. But I mean, what happens when we can't afford to buy at the market anymore?
Well,
inflation.
You know, I think it's going to be a while before the market's still going to be cheaper than fast food.
Oh,
that
goes without saying. Well, thanks a lot. Anything else?
That's it.
Thanks. Have a good day. Folks, I don't mean to squeeze him out there, but I wanted to get to another report. One in five families in the United States, no one works in the entire family. That's supported by everybody else through the taxation David just talked about. All right. Switching gears slightly, there's a debate over gay marriage in the Supreme Court. And they are talking about possibly getting rid of the definition of marriage to deal with the problem. Whether that deals with the problem is a great question. We'll be right back. I'll get into that. The response by Christians may be public protests. It's Kelly here, and just here's a clip on from Fox News about some possible protests. Is there anything that you would protest for? Is there anything, if you're libertarian, you could be, it could be Christian, you could be a far lefty. What would you protest for? Check this out. You know, it's one of the things of facts of history that's interesting is that's Blog Talk Radio. If you want to listen to the show, you can go there, Kelly O'Connell Blog Talk Radio. There has never been in the history.